And now for our story. All week we've been concerned with several disturbing things in the town of Sanders. Benjamin Carter, that scheming individual of Sanders, is ferreting out all the information he can get about the history of the Stratford family. And what about the mysterious telephone call he made to Danny? What is he trying to stir up in the town of Sanders? Has it anything to do with the property on which the valuable Stratford Springs are located? Our story opens today in Daddy Stratford's temporary office near the new hotel site. John Fowler is talking to Daddy.
Well, Methuselah, you look 10 years older this morning. And that's old enough. What's the matter?
I was down at the recorder's office this morning looking up the deed.
Haven't you got a deed to that property?
Sure, and leastwise, I have someplace.
What? You mean you're asking me to build a hotel costing thousands of dollars, and you don't know where the deed is?
Now, calm yourself. I said I don't know where the deed is right now.
Well, what's the difference? If you don't know where the deed is, I can't go on with the hotel.
I've got a deed. Now, this property used to be my father's old home.
I know that.
Yeah, well, then, what are you raising all this ruckus about?
Now, look here, Daddy. What kind of a deed have you got?
Oh, usual kind. I looked at it for so long, I never thought the property mine so much until Carter discovered the thing.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish. I should have demanded to see that deed before going ahead.
Ain't my word good enough for you?
Oh, certainly your word's good, but you say you don't have the deed.
I didn't say that. I said I can't find it.
That's just as bad. It won't hold in court without the deed.
But I own that property. I own the springs, too.
How do you know? Maybe Carter knows you don't have the deed.
Carter don't know nothing about my
own. Well, I don't know. What's he talking to Danny for lately?
Well, what? Who talking to Danny?
Benjamin Carter, that's who.
You must be losing your mind.
Not on your life. I saw Danny go into his hotel with him just the other morning.
You saw Danny?
Yes, Danny.
Well, you must be mistaken. Danny hates Benjamin Carter.
Well, I guess my eyes are still good. But that doesn't take care of this matter. No, I don't know what to do.
Well, go on building a hotel, that's what.
Build a hotel without the deed in sight of the property?
Why, don't you trust me?
Who I trust and who my Chicago office that's got money in this proposition trust are different things. Daddy, we've got to have that deed.
Well, we'll get it. It's not lost. I just can't remember where I put it.
Oh, I don't like the sound of it. What did they say at the recorder's office?
Well, they're going to look it up and inquire me.
Why didn't you tell me you didn't have this deed handy before we started?
Well, now, John, there's no...
Now, here we've already spent thousands of dollars, got the whole welfare of Sanders at stake, everybody's welfare. Max's, Mary's, yours, mine, Danny's, Dr. Benson's. Why, we've got everybody interested in selling this new health water, and you can't find the deed.
John, if you weren't so old, I'd wipe up the floor with you. Those things are ours.
Yes, and I forgot to mention that we have a slippery, scheming individual around this town who'd only be too glad to know just what you've told me. But if Carter finds it out...
Well, he won't find it out. I told him at the recorder's office to keep his confidence.
He may find it out from other sources.
Well, nobody knows I can't locate the deed but you and me. Leastwise, I don't know of anybody else.
Oh, Daddy, now you've got me worried. How can I work until you get hold of that deed?
How can I think where it is with you acting like an old woman?
Maybe Carter's right after all. Maybe this town was laid out wrong. Maybe the boundary line of the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel does run to the springs. Did you ever think of that?
Don't remind me. I sure can't be of it.
But you told us at the meeting of the hotel committee you knew all about that property. You showed us a map of where the boundaries run. You even showed us what you called a deed. You weren't trying to put something over on us, Daddy.
But I just listen. I did show you a deed in the map, the very ones in use now, and the deed is to this parcel of ground. But I'm not sure about them being right now.
What do you mean?
Well, just this. You see this old history book of Stratford Springs in the county?
Well,
Danny dug it up from my old trunk where he got suspicious about Carter's men snooping around. And here's where he discovered about the Indians coming here to the spring water.
Yes, you told me all that before. Well, what's it got to do with the deed and the new hotel?
Well, it tells about the early settling of this country. My father was the first citizen in the town of Kansas.
Yes, I know that.
Well, it says here that the first land here was given out as squatters' rights. Some got quit claim deeds before the land was surveyed. Later, they had to adjust the boundaries along county lines and township lines.
Well, go on.
Now, got our present map, but I got to have the original map to see if the boundaries on it and the present map tell the same.
But what's all this got to do with the Stratford Springs property, if you know you own it?
Well, I got to find out if my memory's right.
Oh.
I recollect that my father said he didn't have to change his boundaries when they made out the new county map. That was years after he settled here. in the town the Sanders were founded. Mm. You see, I feel pretty sure we own this property where the springs are. If this man Parker's written about, and I've got to be sure.
I'll say you've got to be sure. We don't want to finish this big, fine hotel and find it sitting on Carter's property.
Well, Carter's office is going to call me when they find out.
Well, I don't know what to do. If I go ahead and lose all these people's money, then I'm in a dickens of a spot.
You won't lose your money.
Maybe I'd better see what my Chicago office says.
Your Chicago office be hanged. Now, you stay here, Fowler.
I've got to make up my mind about this myself.
Now, don't worry. Why, I used to swim right there where the spring
was. Thousands of dollars, that hotel. I know.
But why, I know that ground like the
boat. I should have known about this sooner.
Listen, John, I can see it plain as day. The wet rock that we used to dive in.
I've made up my mind.
Now, wait a minute, John. Wait a minute. That very rock was the boundary line. I remember it now. Plain as day.
Daddy, you can't stop me. I'm going to call the men off the job.
Now, John, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
Come in.
I'm not
John, you're not
going to
do anything
call
like
the men
that.
Off the job. I tell you, I am.
Oh, you two arguing again about the hotel?
How are you?
Hey, John, Mary don't look like she's in the mood to listen to any of our arguments.
What's troubling you? Here, have a chair, Mary.
Thanks,
how's Max?
Oh, Max is fine.
No, that's fine.
And Daddy, I hate to be a trouble bearer.
Trouble?
No, go on, Mary. I get able to carry more trouble every day, Jack. Even John here brings me trouble. Oh, fucker.
Well, Daddy, it's Danny and Phyllis.
What? Danny and Phyllis? Why, I thought they kissed and made up last night.
They did, but, Daddy, we've got to do something to keep them from falling out all the time. And, you know, I believe it's Dan.
What's he been doing lately?
Oh, it's not that. It's just that he's irritable, strange, rebellious. And a woman can't live with a man who's that way.
Yeah, you're right, Mary. No way for a man to be his wife.
There's a change come over Dan. Phyllis doesn't know what it is.
Did she say if it was the company he keeps?
What do you mean, Paula? Danny's company's all right.
Well, Phyllis doesn't know what it is. Strange moods come over Danny. One moment he's happy and loving, and the next is quarreling and fighting with her about the silliest thing. Why, Daddy, the other night he told her he thought Max was losing time. How can you imagine it?
Is Max quite all right, Mary?
Oh, of course he never felt better. It's just Danny. Max thinks there's something wrong with him. Mm. Well, he even stopped him from talking to Benjamin Carter the other day.
Talking to Benjamin Carter?
Yes. And Phyllis said this morning he's running around like mad, searching for all the information about the town and the Stratford family. Daddy, do you have any idea what it could be?
Yeah, I don't know. Looking to stuff about the family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got to think about this, Mary. And all these other things on my mind.
Well, Daddy, Max and I want to help Phyllis and Danny. But Danny won't let us. He just makes Phyllis worse. Max even offered him a job. But Daddy, you've got to do it. Maybe Danny will listen to you as his father.
I don't know. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he don't.
You know, there may be something disturbing Danny that he's afraid to tell us about.
Something disturbing him that he's afraid to tell us about?
Yes?
I don't know what that could be.
Maybe he knows something about this other matter.
What other matter?
John Fowler, you old fossil.
I didn't
now,
mean...
Shut up. Well, now, keep your trap shut till I'm through talking. Now, shut up.
Go on. Answer the phone.
All right, man. Hello. Alfred Gulliver, Stratford speaking. Oh, yes, your recorder. What did you find out?
Daddy, what's the recorder's office calling you for? What's it all about?
Hello, yes. You got the first record to the town, haven't you? Sure. It's time to call it. Yes, go ahead. No, not that one. That's to the hotel. It's to a parcel of land, 839. I know. What's that? Of course I want you to do it. Yeah, that's better.
Daddy, it isn't something serious, is it?
No. Nothing to worry about. Just some of old Daddy Flatfoot fooling around you. Just keeping the recorder's office busy.
Well, I must be going, Daddy. I wanted to ask you, though, if you thought we'd ought to have a little family conference with the people interested in Danny to see if we can't find out what's the trouble. Maybe Max and Mr. Fowler here and Dr. Benson and yourself and me and maybe Philip. What do you think about it, Daddy?
I don't know. It might be a good idea, but
I don't. We've got to do something. But let me speak to Danny again before we do.
All right, you let me know, will you? No, I'm going over and see how Philip is. Well, goodbye, both of you.
Goodbye,
Mary. Say hello to Max.
Oh, you bet I
will.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, what did they say?
Thank heavens you didn't worry Mary with
you. Well, what did they say, Daddy?
They can't find the first record to the town.
But don't you stop those men from building that hotel.
Well, this is a pretty kettle of fish. Daddy can't find the original deed to the property back of the old Stratford Southern Arms Hotel where the spring waters are located and where the new hotel is about to be built. Is this the information Carter's been trying to ferret out? Does Danny Stratford hold the key to this problem? Will John Fowler stop work on the new hotel until he's found the deed? The answer to these problems, as well as a new surprising development, will be heard on Monday in The Life of Mary Southern. Brought to you with the compliments of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.